this year on day two of the Tremble Gathering, we had a fairly focused and facilitated conversation with each of our service units about our Healthy People Napuktit strategy. So we had a conversation with all of our tribes that were in attendance on how we can meet those Healthy People goals. And so those goals are improving the oral health of our children in the region, reducing drownings, reducing unintentional injuries, and increasing suicide prevention. And so a lot of those things are activities that YKHC plays a role in, but our tribes also play a role in. And so I think it was very beneficial for YKHC to have that conversation. In years past, we've just asked our tribes to set priorities. But this year we said, you know, how can YKHC work with your tribe to meet these Healthy People goals? And I think it was a very beneficial conversation because we have a lot of issues that are affecting our villages and our tribes that are preventing people from being the healthiest people they can be. So.
What kind of issues?
Oh, so oral health. The children in our region, so many children grow up drinking, you know, Kool-Aid and Tang and like pop, like right out of a bottle or early on. And obviously that amount of sugar, even ignoring the problems to their teeth, that amount of sugar in terms of setting up a child for childhood diabetes, things like that is concerning. But that amount of sugar really affects a child's teeth and can have some long-term damage and long-term effects on a child's like general oral health, and it can set them up to have to have a mouthful of fillings, or they can get their mouth will hurt all the time. It's not uncommon for kids going to school, like, you know, in primary school, to just always have toothaches and things like that. That was one of the cornerstones of our conversation on the second day of the tribal gathering, was how can YKHC equip our villages with the, you know, the resources they need, so whether that be more oral health education, more toothbrushes, things like that, and what role can the tribes play in helping us, you know, get the word out to parents that they shouldn't be feeding their child Tang, Kool-Aid, or even fruit juice in a bottle. You know, kids should be drinking, you know, milk and water primarily. All of our villages live near some body of water, whether it be on the coast or along the river. Drownings are a big issue for us. I don't have the number off the top of my head, but typically the Delta, we lose a few people each year to drownings. And so much of our lives in the Delta revolve around water. We really need to be looking at how the Delta can be, you know, better equipped to reduce those drownings. And so part of that is making sure communities have life jackets and things like that. But part of that's also the education, awareness, and behavioral changes of, not driving a boat while intoxicated, or not getting in a boat with someone who is intoxicated, things like that, and how we can reduce those potential injuries and deaths that come from drowning and other water-related accidents. And then finally, the other big one is suicide. Suicide is a difficult topic for many folks to talk about, but unfortunately it is something that the Delta has had to see the last several years. And obviously YKHC has behavioral health counseling and behavioral health resources. And so a big part of the discussion that we saw on day two was looking at how we can get people to access those resources, how we can maybe remove the stigma from talking to a mental health professional or talking to behavioral health aide, or, you know, how we can remove those barriers to accessing resources. Suicide is a life-threatening injury that can be completely prevented. And so obviously YKHC wants to see how our tribes can work with us to increase suicide prevention and, you know, bring the number of suicides happening in the Delta to zero is what we'd like.
In the discussion of any of those issues, did any feedback from the tribes that were represented there kind of go in the way towards solutions that you wanted to share?
So not at this point. So we had each of our service units, we have 11 service units, break out in small group discussions, and then they reported out back to the General Assembly, if you will. And so they shared ideas then, but our senior leadership is going to meet next week to look at some of the solutions that were reported out and decide which of those solutions are feasible and actionable items that YKHC can put forth to our tribes and begin work on. So we'll have a better idea of what solutions we decide to pursue after next week.
How many communities were represented?
We had 65 delegates registered, and we had a few no-shows, and each tribe are welcome to send two delegates. So we had probably around 25 to 35 tribes represented, I would say.